Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста 1. True. Какие не соответствуют 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано. То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Chris. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amy. It's so good to see you. I came back home only yesterday.
It sounds very interesting. Did you have a holiday in some hot country? Your tan is great.
Well, I was in a very hot place. In fact, I was in Africa. Still, I wouldn't say it was a holiday. I went to Kenya to work as a volunteer there.
Kenya? I can't believe it. It's so far.
It's a beautiful country, but it's very poor. There's really a lot for volunteers to do there.
Does it mean you had a choice of what work to do when in Kenya?
Sure. One can choose to work in national parks, helping to save endangered animals, or look after orphan animals in animal shelters. There are a lot of humanitarian projects as well, and I became a part of such a project. I worked in a very poor rural school in Kenya, teaching kids to read, write, and count.
I'm so proud of you. Not many people wish to spend their gap year like that.
Well, you know, I've traveled a lot so far, and I've seen so many of the world's famous sights. I thought it was high time for me to do something good for other people.
You were a star, Chris. Please, tell me more about your volunteering experience. Were the local people friendly to you?
I must say it was quite challenging at first. I mean, the language barrier, and the living conditions, and the climate. However, when you get to know the people better, you understand how friendly and supportive they are, and how they appreciate any help they get.
Did you have any time to have some rest? I know that Kenya has some of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Of course, I had some free time. No one can work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I visited some gorgeous beaches and enjoyed snorkeling while in Kenya.
What was the food like there?
It was delicious. I enjoyed eating fresh seafood there.
Chris, I'm sure that you have wonderful memories about your time in Kenya.
You know, Amy, leaving my comfort zone was definitely good for me. I made a lot of friends among the locals and other volunteers while in Kenya. I very much miss the kids I taught there as well. I'll never forget my time there.
Well, maybe I should apply for some volunteer program too.
Why not? It's a good experience, I think. I'm thinking of going again next year. Perhaps you can join me.
That would be great.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Chris. Long time no see. How are you?
Oh, hi, Amy. It's so good to see you. I came back home only yesterday.
It sounds very interesting. Did you have a holiday in some hot country? Your tan is great.
Well, I was in a very hot place. In fact, I was in Africa. Still, I wouldn't say it was a holiday. I went to Kenya to work as a volunteer there.
Kenya? I can't believe it. It's so far.
It's a beautiful country, but it's very poor. There's really a lot for volunteers to do there.
Does it mean you had a choice of what work to do when in Kenya?
Sure. One can choose to work in national parks, helping to save endangered animals, or look after orphan animals in animal shelters. There are a lot of humanitarian projects as well, and I became a part of such a project. I worked in a very poor rural school in Kenya, teaching kids to read, write, and count.
I'm so proud of you. Not many people wish to spend their gap year like that.
Well, you know, I've traveled a lot so far, and I've seen so many of the world's famous sights. I thought it was high time for me to do something good for other people.
You were a star, Chris. Please tell me more about your volunteering experience. Were the local people friendly to you?
I must say it was quite challenging at first. I mean, the language barrier and the living conditions and the climate. However, when you get to know the people better, you understand how friendly and supportive they are and how they appreciate any help they get.
Did you have any time to have some rest? I know that Kenya has some of the most beautiful beaches in the world.
Of course, I had some free time. No one can work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I visited some gorgeous beaches and enjoyed snorkeling while in Kenya.
What was the food like there?
It was delicious. I enjoyed eating fresh seafood there.
Chris, I'm sure that you have wonderful memories about your time in Kenya.
You know, Amy, leaving my comfort zone was definitely good for me. I made a lot of friends among the locals and other volunteers while in Kenya. I very much miss the kids I taught there as well. I'll never forget my time there.
Well, maybe I should apply for some volunteer program too.
Why not? It's a good experience, I think. I'm thinking of going again next year. Perhaps you can join me.
That would be great.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.